Last call to evacuate. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis imploring residents in the evacuation zones in southwest Florida to leave immediately as Hurricane Ian approaches.
Your time to evacuate is coming to an end. You need to evacuate now. You're going to start feeling major impacts of this storm relatively soon.
Florida's Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says there'll be no one to rescue those who don't heed the warnings.
We cannot send first responders into harm's way because you decided not to leave. You must leave now.
The outer bands of the storm already causing flooding in the Florida Keys. Streets in Key West underwater. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes have touched down in Broward County on Florida's east coast. Ian is a Category 3 hurricane about 95 miles offshore from Naples. Sustained winds at 120 miles an hour. President Biden has called Governor DeSantis with approval of his request for a federal disaster declaration. The governor warns this will be a statewide event, but in southwest Florida, the threat is dredging up some painful memories.
18 years ago, Hurricane Charley was expected to hit Tampa, much like Ian, but turned early and devastated the Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte areas, among others, with Category 4 winds and storm surge. Much of those impacts are expected again.
Fox's Evan Brown reports Ian is projected to make landfall late on Wednesday. The Senate Tuesday voted to move forward on a bill that would fund the government past the end of the fiscal year on Friday after a provision to revise the government's energy permitting process was dropped from it. Two natural gas pipelines that carry gas from Russia to Germany are leaking into the Baltic Sea following two underwater explosions. Denmark says it believes they were deliberate actions, but said there's no information indicating who could be behind it. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Justice Department says it's working with the Drug Enforcement Administration to try and stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland calls fentanyl an invisible poison that can be made to look like brand-name drugs to deceive adults or in rainbow colors to lure kids.
Designed to look like candy or prescription drugs.
The DEA's One Pill Can Kill initiative is targeting Mexican cartels they say are behind a majority of fentanyl in the U.S. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says it's not just direct distribution, but also social media that drives the spread.
100 million other people on Snapchat, 150 million more Americans on Instagram, 180 million more on Facebook.
Milgram says the DEA will work anywhere in the world to end fentanyl distribution and deaths in the U.S. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Biden administration is preparing a new $1.1 billion arms package for Ukraine's battle with Russia. Homeless people and their advocates have sued the city of San Francisco in federal court on Tuesday. The Coalition on Homelessness demanding the city stop forcing people living on the streets to clear out without offering shelter, as they say is required by law. The lawsuit also asks the city to stop seizing the property of homeless people. It's been a test flight of an all-electric airplane.
The plane was built by startup Eviation and designed to carry 9 passengers and up to 2 pilots. The aircraft took off from Moses Lake, Washington at 7:10 a.m., then landed safely 8 minutes later. If the Federal Aviation Administration eventually certifies the small airplane to carry passengers, it could become the first all-electric commercial airplane. The company wants to show that it can be used as a commuter aircraft that flies at an altitude around 15,000 feet. This plane is powered by 21,500 small Tesla-style battery cells and was designed by engineers in Washington State and Israel. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.